As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
We're up there and, like, here are the people on the panel. So I'm, like, taking pot shots at Brian Braun. Because, like, that's what he came to Buffalo for.
It's Mike Shope.
You literally told EJ Manuel to his face that he sucked.
And the Bulldog.
I was proud of you. Because no.
I feel like that's what you're there for.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
I know. I couldn't, though. No. I couldn't.
I'm better than you.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I couldn't. But I'd do it in here 10 days a week. Just, that's not proud. How about that Stroud thing? See the Seth Payne tweet that I shared?
I did not.
It's a little clip of D'Amico Ryans talking about Stroud, and someone gives him just a matter-of-fact question about whether he had any off-season shoulder work done, and he wouldn't say. Why won't you just say, if you're not worried about it, why won't you say everything?
Right.
First question for Rich Rebar. He's not expecting it. Rich, should we be worried about C.J. Stroud in 2025? Hi.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, similar to last year, I mean, C.J. Stroud, if we're talking just from a pure fantasy stance, he's not a guy that runs a lot, so he has to throw an immense amount of touchdowns. Now, he ran hot his rookie season, but, you know, that's just the life we live. He is a lot cheaper this year, but he's just in a really flat bucket of QB2 types. So, he's just not a guy I think particularly has like an ultra high ceiling unless you run really hot with touchdowns.
Thus ends the Houston Texans portion of the quiz. So thanks for playing along, Rich. Lord Reeves.
Glad I made it without having to add anything.
Diggs isn't even there to help you. Sharp football analysis. We've had Warren on many times over the years. I'm not sure Rich has been on the show with us, but we're lucky to have him. One of the most well-respected names and minds in fantasy and in football data analysis. You caught my eye recently, I think it was last week, when you were writing up tight ends and Dalton Kincaid, and you had some back and forth on Kincaid, and you told me that you were maybe done with or doing the Bills chapter for Warren's site. Let's get an overall from you, Rich, if you would, on the Bills and their skill position players. You may or may not know. I mean, we're in here talking about them every day for many years. And as successful as they've been, especially like quintessentially last year, I at least struggle with their talent, with their setup going into this year as I did last year. And I guess they have scoreboard because they literally set a franchise record in points. I don't know. Like how solid are they, in your opinion, on offense? Should someone like me maybe just stop worrying about it?
Yeah, I think you should probably stop worrying about it. Well, one, because they got one position right. They've got an alpha at the position that matters the most, right? So if you've got that, if you got quarterback right, a lot of things fall in line. The Bills are very interesting from an offensive stance because they are kind of like a team, if you would equate them to like baseball, like a team full of utility men. Like they love to play everyone. Like they play more guys on offense than just about every other offense in the NFL. I mean, they're playing three running backs with James Cook, you know, Ray Davis, and Ty Johnson, you know, playing now third downs last year. At wide receiver, the only wide receiver that was on the field for them on over 70% of the dropbacks last year was Mac Hollins. And that's because of, you know, how much, you know, he impacts the run game, and now he's not on the team anymore. You look at what they did this offseason in replacing him, and Amari Cooper still being on the wide open market, you know, adding Elijah Moore and Josh Palmer, you know, two guys that really haven't been, you know, alpha targets themselves. It looks like they're going to roll this thing back where they just play a lot of receivers as well. They play multiple tight ends. They play a lot of 12 personnel. So you get Dawson Knox in on the run game and in bigger sets, Dalton Kincaid, you know, as kind of like that flex Y guy. And so they just play a lot of guys. I mean, and the linchpin of this thing, too, outside of Josh Allen, has been the offensive line, right? Like,
yeah.
The Buffalo Bills, and I don't want to throw a hex on anyone listening here, like, especially in the first couple minutes beyond the show. No one has run hotter than the Bills in terms of offensive line continuity the past 2 years. I mean, they just have not suffered injuries up front. And, you know, since the NFL's gone to 17 games, like, we've seen that offensive lines don't stay intact for over 50% of the snaps. And last year, the Bills' starting offensive line was on the field for 80% of their offensive plays. It was second in the NFL. They were also second in the NFL in 2023. So they've just run ultra pure on just keeping this offensive line continuity together, which has been massively, like, under kind of reported because, you know, outside of Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown, they don't have, like, a lot of, like, great, like, all-pro type offensive linemen. But when you keep your starting linemen on the field, that's already an edge over the field in the NFL because so there's just so many injuries and so many, you know, rotating blocks on the offensive line across the NFL now.
So how do you think the new guys here, you mentioned Palmer and Moore specifically, we can talk about the guys that were here last year for the first year of Everybody Eats in a minute here. What sort of impact do you think is it really very hard to gauge because you're A, players, new team, B, the Bills didn't play anyone all that much besides Mac Hollins, like you're saying, and he's not even here anymore. Like, I don't know, what's the forecast for a guy like Palmer or a guy like Elijah Moore?
We know that one guy's locked in, right? Khalil Shakir. Like, we know he's the slot receiver. That does limit him a little bit. You look at the past 2 years, he's only run 25 pass routes on plays that the Bills have had one or two wide receivers on the field. If the Bills are in one or two wide receiver sets, he's just not on the field, comes in and slot, cleans up on those plays that the Bills go to three-plus wide receivers. So we know that that's locked in. He probably roadblock a guy like Elijah Moore, but Elijah Moore is, you know, kind of insurance on him as well. Josh Palmer gives them kind of arguably their only, like, man coverage beater. I mean, you look at Josh Palmer, he was 10th among qualifying wide receivers in, you know, route success rate against man coverage. So that just gives them a guy that can beat man coverage. But when you also look at him too, he also couldn't keep Quentin Johnston off the field, played behind him. He's just never really filled the box score of his rookie contract with the Chargers, you know, averaging under 40 yards per game. So he just screams like rotational guy. You know, you get Curtis Samuel back, Keon Coleman, like these guys all scream like they're going to rotate in and out. So it's just really hard to gauge. It's a sum of parts, right? And then you factor in the running backs, they throw their eggs. And on top of it all, the Bills don't throw a lot because, one, they're winning a lot of games. But you look at since they made the change to Joe Brady, they're actually their pass rate below expectation when you adjust for game script is below the league rate. They're actually minus 2%, you know, below the base rate. So they also don't throw a lot of volume either. So they're just really tough from a fantasy standpoint.
Yeah, and that's a big change from certainly Dable two coordinators ago and even the guy that Brady replaced, Dorsey. Like, that changed almost on a dime when Brady took over, it seemed.
Yeah.
Rich Rebar with us. Let's talk about Dalton Kincaid within this. I'm not sure his name has even come up yet. On ADP Chasing this morning, I don't know, Rich, how it sounds to you, but to me, I sort of bristled finally at, why does everybody just think he's bad? You know, like in fantasy, it seems that everybody's decided that he's just like bad. And it was explained to me, you know, a couple theories on this. He had the one good game in college and whatever else. But I think he might be blocked by Shakir and Knox on this team. But man, if I were the Bills, and maybe this has already been their thinking, I'd really want to get him more involved. But whether it's injuries, and we've got knee issues here that seem maybe a little bit serious, and the what you lay out as far as other options on the team, I don't know how much hope there is for Kincaid. I'd love to see him matter more in the red zone. Big body, but with Allen's rushing prowess and then Cook last year, they really just don't need it. I don't know, Rich. Like, what kind of hope do you have for him, Kincaid, to really, you know, jump up in stats?
Well, I think from a large part why the disappointment lies with so many gamers is the expectations were too high last year, right? Like, you know, everyone was looking with Stephon Diggs, you know, leaving the Buffalo Bills and looking at their wide receiver room that Kincaid was going to make this massive spike in terms of production. He was drafted really highly in context of the tight end position, expecting that breakout. I was actually a little hesitant on him because the things that you kind of hinted at is that he, when coming out of college, he was a very much an Evan Engram type of player. And when you have that player for fantasy football, like, you just need a lot of pass volume. Like, he's reception based. When he was on the field last year, he actually was target. He led the team in targets at 31% of the team targets, was actually second among all tight ends. Now, the rub is that when he played, he only ran a route on 65% of the dropbacks because of all those things we talked about, you know, Dawson Knox. He is kind of a glorified slot receiver. He only played 39% of the snaps at actual tight end. That was the seventh fewest amongst all tight ends. 45% were in the slot, 15% were out wide. So when you have that type of player that needs a lot of receptions, you need a lot of pass volume. And the Bills just projected to be too good last year. And I was just like, well, I'm not going to pay the iron cost that I got. It needs a lot of catches. I think it's not going to throw a lot. Now we've seen that he's kind of fallen off. He's in like that tight end, like 12 to 15-ish type range. That is a palatable place to buy in on him. The problem is the upside, right? Like, you still need this team to throw more. You know, we talked about Dawson Knox. When Dawson Knox was in the game, the Buffalo Bills ran the ball 45% of the time, 36% for Dalton Kincaid. He ran block, not Dawson Knox, that is, you know, almost 125 more snaps than him. So when the Bills play in these bigger sets, you know, Kincaid's not really on the field. He's not getting to run those kind of routes that are off the play action, right? So, like, those are just all things that are kind of blocking him. And then you talk hitting at the red zone, like, through two years, Dalton Kincaid has seven targets while standing in the end zone. Keon Coleman at eight last year led the team in four missed games. Like, that. So you need a lot of catches, and you're not going to score touchdowns, right? Like, so that's just not a cocktail to present a lot of upside. I think the price is fair for him this year, but where is the upside, right? And then you talk about the usage for the Buffalo Bills. It was a little bit odd last year. So his rookie year, only 11% of his targets were at or behind the line of scrimmage. Last year, it doubled. It went to 22%. They're throwing him all these quick hitters in the flat. Like, you probably watched a lot of these, and, you know, you saw them all. It's just like, well, where's the balance? Where are the intermediate targets? Because oddly enough, his deep targets went up too. He had his rookie year, 7.7% deep target rate. Last year, it almost doubled, 14.7%. The success wasn't there. He only caught 2 of 11 deep targets last year. Mm-hmm. So a little bit more success, we can get that yardage bump because, you know, he was below 50 yards in 10 of his 13 games played last year. And then you talk about the health, right? Like, you know, the knee injury, we'll see if he's over that. He also had a concussion and a collarbone injury. But the large problem has come just from that he's not on the field as a full-time player. The Buffalo Bills don't throw enough because they're too good of a team. And that just kind of roadblocks a player like him because he's not going to score a lot of touchdowns. And that's kind of the barometer that is set for Dalton Kincaid right now.
Today I learned what a Morel Lavallee lesion is. That's what Kincaid was dealing with reportedly on his right knee. He might have had issues on both knees last year. And, you know, Rich, like, especially when it's your team, not that this is really objective, but, like, Gabe Davis had a down year before he left, and it was, well, he sprained his ankle in week two. So what could you expect? Like, I don't know, maybe put him on the injury report once, maybe put Kincaid on the injury report. But so you never really know what to do with that. But physically, it doesn't sound great either. Rich Rebar, our guest on the West Her Hotline. Do you have a favorite, either in terms of just production, period, or even through a fantasy lens, you know, like based on where they're going, of the Bills' skill position players? Does anybody, you know, maybe starting with Shakir or even Cook, who's not around but probably will be, I want to say, that works for you?
Yeah, and, you know, talk about Dalton Kincaid, just the last point, too, is that Dawson Knox, this is probably, I would assume, the last year he's on the Bills. We'll see. He's due $17 million next year, and we've already seen some of the moves the Bills had to kind of, you know, operate with this offseason with, you know, Josh Allen's new contract. Josh Allen is a $36 million cap hit this year, but the remainder of that contract, it goes $50 million plus. And you look at Dawson Knox, he could save them over $10 million next year. So I imagine at least at base value, they're going to ask him to take a pay cut. And then if he doesn't, then we'll see how that plays out. So if you are in like a dynasty stance, like I still think there's a lot of runway for Dalton Kincaid. It's just the way the Bills kind of operate right now and kind of the way their team is looking on paper. I mean, obviously James Cook is like the one skill player that gets the most, like garners the most attention from the Bills. If you look at his first 3 years, it's almost a direct dead overlap to what Aaron Jones did in Green Bay. Like he's a very Aaron Jones type player. He may never get 300 touches, but he is a very explosive player. He can be an efficient player without getting that immense high workload to contribute in the pass game, the run game. I will say my favorite player to kind of at cost is still Keon Coleman, and for a couple of reasons. One, like year two wide receivers have always been kind of a fantasy football hack. If you're looking for guys that beat ADP, there's been no tried and true like value spots in year two wide receivers, especially guys that aren't costly or maybe disappointed a little bit like Keon Coleman did in the counting stat department. But there are a lot of...
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Positives, I think, at his cost were to get as like a wide receiver 5, wide receiver 6. Well, one, he averaged almost 20 yards per catch, 19.2 yards per catch. That was 7th among wide receivers. In these wide receiver 1 and 2 sets that we talked about that Shakir's on the field, like this is where Keon Coleman thrived. That's where he averaged those 19 yards per catch. And despite missing 4 games, he was the guy. He led the team with 8 end zone targets. And before he had that wrist injury in week 9, we saw him to get a little bit of steam. You know, he had the 4-for-125 game against the Titans. That was the game after they got, you know, Amari Cooper. Mm-hmm. And then in Seattle, he had the 5-for-70-1, then hurts his wrist and doesn't come back until week 15. Then he's kind of lost in the sauce the remainder of the season. So anytime I can get, kind of a big body guy that could potentially score double-digit touchdowns, which is what he can. Like, is he going to catch 75 passes? Absolutely not. But at a guy in, like, the wide receiver 50-60 range that could potentially catch 8-10-plus touchdowns, that's a guy I'm just going to throw, you know, and let the fantasy gods take the wheel, especially attached to the number one quarterback in ADP.
Well, I know we are in the best shape of his life season here, but Coleman got, much like Kincaid, sort of laid out by the coach and GM when the season ended. Work hard, learn to be a pro, like all that sort of stuff. Get stronger, come back from injury. And the reviews so far here early this spring, Rich, are very positive. I even heard the show before ours talking about how the coordinator's talking about him being more dialed in. Not, I shouldn't say more dialed in, but asking good questions in meetings about the playbook. And like, so maybe that year two breakthrough to some extent is heating up for Coleman.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I mean, you just want to chase these guys that are cheap and have kind of that touchdown upside. And then you're two wide receivers, again, tried and true. A little fantasy hack for everyone listening.
What are you doing at tight end? If you're not drafting a lot, like how are you looking at that position? It's always a big topic. The elite tight ends. Bowers is almost in the first round. McBride is in the second round at underdog for one. Do you find yourself feeling like that's a good investment, or would you rather wait? I think you can do almost anything myself. I mean, the names at the bottom are kind of interesting sometimes, or in the middle, but I mean, Bowers and McBride are a cut above.
Yeah, and I would include George Kittle, who led the tight ends in fantasy points per game last year. I think the gap from him and the other two is still a little too wide, especially with the 49ers and kind of this transition period. I think the 49ers have signaled they want to be more of a traditional drop-back team than they've been in recent years. I mean, you get rid of Debo Samuel via trade, a guy that sucked up a lot of targets that were almost manufactured touches, in a sense, a lot of touches near the line of scrimmage and behind the line of scrimmage. Also, remember when the season opened, they released Kyle Juszczyk. And granted, that was part of, like, you know, saving money. But they were willing to say, like, we don't know if we're going to get him back. And I do think they're going to play a lot more 11 personnel and play a lot more three wide receiver stuff, especially when Brandon Ayuk gets up to speed. Mm-hmm. But George Kittle is still a guy that you just look at his production year in and year out, and from an efficiency stance, he's just so good. He just does things that other tight ends can't do. And hit from a spike week stance, like if you're especially in these best balls, there's no player since he's entered the NFL that operates from a spike week stance like he does. It's always the volatility of him because he's on a team that doesn't throw a lot of passes that people get frustrated with. But from you're in these best ball leagues, like his ceiling's just as high as McBride and Bowers, and I think the gap is exploitable there. And then after Kittle's off the board, like if I don't get him and I'm not a spot to get him, then I'm just largely waiting and throwing darts at the position. I do like Dallas Goedert. I think that this is a team, the Philadelphia Eagles are a team that are going to have to throw more this year. I mean, they trailed in the fourth quarter of games 62 snaps last year.
Wow.
It's just like this team's going to be pressed more to have to throw more passes this season. Jalen Hurts only averaged 11 dropbacks in the second half of games last year. just by default, that's going to go up. You look at Dallas Goedert's a guy I'm kind of signaling, you know, T.J. Hockenson coming back kind of where he's at. And then just kind of waiting. Hunter Henry is probably my favorite value guy. Mm-hmm. All of his peripherals stand out from a usage stance. Everyone is on Drake May too. Like, and you know, I don't know if I could say that around these parts. You know, keep listening.
It's cool. You're fine.
But you know, everyone is on Drake May, and you know, the arrow pointing up for him from a fantasy stance. But Hunter Henry is going like tight end 20 still, and this is a guy that's going to not come off the field. He's going to be involved in the red zone. He was another guy, when you look at like when he was getting targeted on the field, was in the top 10 at tight ends. And so if we're pointing the arrow up for Drake May, I'm just going to say, hey, it's a cheap stacking partner for him with Hunter Henry.
Absolutely. I feel like when I draft May, I kind of need Henry because I don't, you know, right in that same range is where it's Kyle Williams or Diggs before that. And if you're not on mm-hmm. them, then it's either Henry or one of these seven other tight ends they're dragging around. Very good, Rich. Well, I'm glad we could have you on. I'm guessing you don't do a lot of these hits for as many times as I see you, where you're actually literally just talking on your phone and not on a stream.
No, not very often. I will say, not to pander to my audience, I've been fortunate to be able to do this for over a decade and been exposed to all the fan bases. And I've always thought the Bills fan base was my favorite and the best to interact with. So you guys have had that feather in your cap for a while for my book.
And I think they, or we, if I may, will definitely keep you honest. Like if we don't, yes, if we don't agree, this fan base will tell you, Rich. So, you know, you might, if you like that, that's probably healthy. That's probably good. I have a close friend who's a huge fan of yours, and I know he's listening today. So really excited we could have you on.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Until we meet again, whether that's at a craps table, at a conference, or some other stream, all the best to you.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you, Rich. Rich Rebar at Lord Reebs, R-E-E-B-S, on, what do you call, X.
Sure. That's, yeah, I've never referred to it as that, but fine. Yeah.
You're going to have to start.
Yeah, I guess.
Dalton Kincaid, thoughts?
I don't have to do anything.
So, make this so challenging. 803-0550, Sal at 5 with a report from Bills practice today. Today was the one day a week where the reporters are privileged enough to be able to watch. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.